It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, the next state budget should do more than just meet the moment, according to the state Senate Republican budget leader. Senator Linda Wilson says if the Senate's Democratic majority wants a budget that is truly historic, one that, as they say, meets the moment, they should have adopted the Republicans' alternative.
Invest in our people and our businesses and our education, all fiscally responsible, balanced it for 4 years, provide solutions for our state's critical needs now, and in ways that benefit the state for decades into the future, all without raising taxes.
Wilson says she's still flummoxed by the new taxes Senate Democrats used to balance their budget, knowing how the state's financial outlook improved by billions of dollars.
There is a capital gains tax. I'm really disappointed that it's in there. By putting it in the budget, it pretty much means a vote for the budget is a vote for a state income tax, and we just can't do that. And I'm bothered by the fact that the people will have to foot the bill for the lawsuit that will happen afterwards.
Majority Democrats passed their budget in the Senate with no Republican votes. House and Senate negotiators will now work on a final spending plan. The budget not only relies on an income tax, but also what's called cap and tax, Senate Republican leader John Braun.
What we're calling cap and tax, they like to call cap and invest. It's really a cap and trade system. It's an enormously complex bill. I think it's 80 pages long. The fiscal note is over 100 pages long. But when you really boil it down, because of all the exemptions for large industry, it turns out to be just a really complicated gas tax. It's going to start out in the range of 20 cents per gallon, and it's going to grow to about 60 to 70 cents per gallon. And for that, we get very little other than additional regressive taxes for the citizens of the state of Washington. Very little in terms of carbon reduction. All the large polluters are exempted. They really just come after your automobile.
The governor admitted he doesn't know when the state of emergency is going to end. Braun is concerned that the legislature has done nothing to adjust the governor's emergency powers.
Really surprised, one, that the governor doesn't have any idea what the future looks like and when we can bring this emergency to a close. I'm a little surprised he's not thinking further ahead. And frankly, just disappointed in our legislative majorities who seem unwilling or uninterested in asserting legislative prerogative in the middle of this crisis. We've lived with one-man rule for over a year now. We've been in session for over 2 months, and we've done nothing to reform the emergency powers. And this doesn't have to be poking the governor in the eye type work. We've learned a lot in the last year. We should be applying those lessons learned to our emergency powers statute and make sure that if this sort of thing happens again, that the legislature is in a position to represent the will of the people.
There's money for people who use a fishing net and the internet in the state Senate construction budget. The Senate unanimously approved its two-year capital budget, which includes nearly $500 million for broadband. Senator Mark Schessler says the spending plan has a large amount of money for fish hatcheries as well.
I think no matter where we live, we value hatcheries, whether we're tribes, commercial fishermen, sports fishermen, we all value those.
The Ritzville Republican says it also supports schools, public safety, and community and infrastructure projects throughout the state.
Water was taken care of very well in different parts of the state, whether it's Lewis County, Yakima River Basin, Columbia River. Those are very, very important.
House and Senate negotiators will now work on a final capital budget for both chambers to pass and send to the governor. Say what? A Democrat chair of a state Senate committee says farmers support cap and tax legislation. Schessler is a farmer and says no, they don't. Schessler says no one should believe the Senate Environment, Energy, and Technology chair's claim that the ag industry is an enthusiastic supporter of cap and tax.
He must have talked to the one exemption who thought there was something in it for them, because clearly there is nothing in it for agriculture. Only pain.
The Ritzville Republican says the proposal would be a disaster for ag.
This is insane. This isn't about transportation. This isn't about the environment. This is about bigger government and total control.
If you want to comment to Democratic leaders on the bill, call the toll-free legislative hotline, 1-800-562-6000. That's 1-800-562-6000, the toll-free legislative hotline. Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.